a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider, and glad you're with us for the program tonight. It is the 3rd of January, 2008, Thursday night. Iowa caucuses tonight, probably not the night that everybody had hoped for, but yet I think it's been a pretty good night. We'll run down the results for you here in a moment, but I just want to say hello to everybody. The chat rooms are open at both MidnightRiderShow.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. We got two nice groups in one nice group at each one. So two nice groups, two good conversations going, and that's a good thing to have happening. And so I'm glad you're with us for the program. But we're going to get into all of this tonight with the caucuses. If you've got thoughts and comments, feel more than free to join us. The number is 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. And tonight is just the first of many primaries ahead. And so I think we're going to be in good shape in New Hampshire. And Ron Paul with pretty much a 10% take in Iowa tonight. He comes in fifth. But if you look at the numbers and you take a look at things, most of this is not as dim as it looks from a standpoint. Because I know a lot of people were thinking third, second, and I even heard some people say, hey, he's going to win. Boy, that would have been great. That would have been fantastic. But it didn't happen. We did walk away with 10% of the vote. And so we will we'll dig in and dive into all of this tonight. And so, like I said, feel more than free to join us in the conversation tonight as well. My email address, if you would like to contact us, is mike@midnightridershow.com. That's mike@midnightridershow.com. Your comments, suggestions, feedback of any type, certainly welcome here on the program. We're going to have Rob Bishop from The Rob Bishop Show, who's going to join us. He's spoken with Rand Paul in an interview a couple nights ago. I actually we're trying to get someone from the Ron Paul campaign on tonight. They're unable to be on, and I spoke with Jesse Benton about an hour ago, and they seem pleased with what happened in Iowa tonight. And so we'll talk a bit about that. Rob's going to join us, and various possibly and sundry other people who may feel the need to participate. I've already been told some have rants waiting. so hang around. This is going to be a great show. But we'll dig into all this in just a couple of minutes. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. This is the Midnight Rider.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Time quickly for Mouseketeer Roll Call. We've got Catherine, CPR, and Fresh. We're in the RBN chat room right now, republicbroadcasting.org. Catherine at the top of the list, as always. It's alphabetical order. Catherine, CPR, Fresh, Gulag 2008. Chris, she says she'll be right back. Kung Fu Instructor. Michael, Reality Incorporated. Suzette, Techie, and Wolf are ensconced in the RBN chat room. Over in the Midnight Chat Writer chat room, whoa, full house. We've got Break the Box, Chowda, C-Kemp 6205 is over there. And let's see who else we got. We got D. Alistair, Dalekus, Doug, Airlion, Fates Web, Hard Truth Soldier Chick, JBZ is hanging in the heezy, feeling skeezy tonight. Josh, Chris, Lee, Lowtech, Lucas, Mike S., Mike CTW, One Shot, Rachel Blue Eyes. Rob Bishop is in that chat room as well. Rob Works, Slacker, The Double O Viper, and White Star 66. So a good group of folks chatting in there as well. And also, Apollon 4 is in there as well. So it just popped in, boom, right on time to get in for Mouseketeer Roll Call. I've got Rob Bishop on with me tonight. He does a program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network every Sunday night from 10 to 11 p.m. It's a jam-packed hour. He brings the New World Order to talk to him. And we've got him on tonight to talk about the Iowa caucus that occurred tonight in Iowa. And throughout, there's actually, we've got 86% of the vote has been tallied. Now, there's three counties out there, Jefferson, Shelby, and Dickinson counties, that have not reported in, according to Politico.com and their live feed. But 86% of the vote is in. We have Huckabee winning in Iowa with 35,621 votes and taking 34%. Romney at 26%. Fred Thompson at 13%. I mean, it just proves that people will vote for a dead guy. McCain at 13% with just 300 votes shy of Thompson. Ron Paul at right at 10%, just a tick under, with 10,184 votes. And Rudy Poot Giuliani, 3,613 votes at 4%. And Duncan Hunter, this is pretty much his swan song. He's campaigned in New Hampshire some, so I think he'll make it through New Hampshire. But we'll see him go bye-bye with 458 votes. On the Democratic side, we've got Obama with 38%, Edwards with 30%, Clinton at 29%, Bill Richardson with 2%, Joe Biden with 1%. The rest of them didn't even blip. And they actually had three uncommitted votes rather than sticking with a candidate. Three uncommitted votes. Chris Dodd, Mike Gravel, and Joe Biden are going to be dropping out of the race. There's no reason to continue at this point. They've got no traction. It's a you got three ponies on the Democratic side of things, and we'll be down to six here very quickly on the Republican side. And Rob, your thoughts about tonight on caucus night in Iowa?
Well, it's kind of the best of times and the worst of times in some ways. I mean, a lot of us had very high expectations going into tonight that Ron Paul would finish a distinguished third, maybe even second, shock the world. As we said, now my screen shows 87%. I got two TVs set up in here. Like I said, it's kind of my my Super Bowl. I'm a big political junkie, obviously. I got one with Fox News on and one with CNN. They're only showing, I think, 86% from what I could see. But the screen I have here from Politico is 87%, and Ron Paul sitting at 9.79%. I mean, with 10,000 people voted for him. Overall, I think it's a victory. Certainly, he ended up with more both in votes and percentage than all of the phone-in polls had him predicted as. He came, 3,000 votes short of third place. You know what I mean? I think it's a good thing. Fred Thompson's not long. Hell, he's not long for this world, let alone for this race. I hate to say it. It's true.
I mean, you've said it before. This guy is certainly weekend at Bernie's. I mean, my gosh, you stick him, prop him up beside the jukebox, and he's the life of the party.
Dude.
But you got to wheel him in first. I mean, hey, Fred, wake up, Fred. I know you're on a three-day drunk. Wake up.
It's what I call him, the weekend of Bernie's candidate. He's basically a corpse, They get him out there, they start playing the Jamaican music, the reggae music, and then he starts dancing around with his deep southern voice. Then they turn it off, he drops dead again, and then they wheel him somewhere else to make another speech. We all know what he's in there for. He's in there to get the conservatives, the mainstream conservatives rallied behind him, so then he could drop out and transfer him to McCain. I've been saying this for, 4 or 5 weeks now, since McCain was way down in the polls, people were saying he was about dead, that McCain is the elite's pick. And not the pick to be president. He's the pick to be their John Kerry, to come out of nowhere, win the nomination, and take the fall for Hillary. I'm actually shocked at Obama, not so much winning, but winning with a decent percent. When you win by 8%, that kind of shocks me. And then the way we should kind of clarify, the way the Iowa caucus works with the Democrats is kind of screwy compared to the Republicans. The Republicans, it's basically a straw poll that counts. They literally hand you a piece of paper. You write down, which is why I'm a little bit suspect, among other things, of the results. But you write down will be Ron Paul or Duncan Hunter, John McCain, whatever. And you pass, you fold it up, and you put it literally in a straw hat. I think they still do that out.
Okay, I think we lost Mr. Bishop there. But, well, yeah, it's a straight-up vote. And you write your name down. It's a confidential vote. You put it in, and it's tallied up later. But now with these three counties not reporting in, I kind of wonder where that's going to leave us at. I don't know how many votes are out there, which will be interesting. And I know Ron Paul in some of the rural areas, and some of these are rural counties, has done fairly well in some of the rural areas. Some of the counties I looked at, Ron Paul finished third in a couple of counties and was mainly in the top five, among those other in other counties as well. I didn't see him anywhere finishing lower than that. The person that I have to think really who lost tonight after spending $7 million in Iowa, Rob, has got to be Mitt Romney. To spend $7 million and come in second, I think for him that's a bad deal.
Oh, yeah. Actually, if you break it down, I think my mathematics are good on this. He ended up with 26,500 votes. He literally spent nearly $300 per vote. I mean, that's insane.
That's what he's done all along. He's done that all along for the straw polls. They've spent a tremendous amount of money getting people to the straw polls. As far as busting them in, I think they fed him, even bought their entry tickets, to get into these events. He's been literally buying votes the entire time.
Oh, absolutely. And again, because you look at the guy's platform, what is he pushing? He's pushing Hillary Care, literally pushed through Hillary Care when he was governor of of Massachusetts. He's pushing through moderate Republicanism, moderate conservatism, which, as we all know, is basically liberalism packed in a nice little brown bag so you don't know what the hell it is. The guy has nothing to stand on except looks and money. He is the Ken Doll candidate. He says, oh, I look like a president, therefore you should vote for me. That ain't going to work, and it's not working so far. Having said that, I think he is still certainly a threat in New Hampshire to Ron Paul. I still view McCain, again, as the elite's pick, and I think he's going to be the nominee. But Mitt Romney, I think, is still in the certainly. When you have that much money, you're always in it, unfortunately, in modern politics. Huckabee's nothing. He's nothing. We knew he was going to win this. If not, he was done. I mean, it was that kind of scenario. He has no money. He has no organization. He has no grassroots support except among evangelical Christians. And Iowa is one of the heaviest states as far as evangelical Christians go. Jack Cafferty on CNN, even made the joke that it's the whitest state in the union.
I think Romney, is we're having connection problems with Rob. Him kind of cutting in and out. We'll see how. May have Manny. Why don't you ask Rob just to kind of reboot his stuff and see if that that doesn't help there, and we'll pick him back up after the break. But I think in the case of Romney, you're spending $300 a vote. That's a bad deal, and he's put a bunch of his own money into the campaign, and that's the thing that I don't understand is how so many of these people have been out been unable. To raise some significant amounts of cash. Even Huckabee, his money bomb was like $90,000 for a day. And this guy is the front runner. I think it shows, crystal clear that we've been bamboozled for a number of years, and which is one of the reasons why I don't think they want Ron Paul around, is because it brings to light this whole selection process. But it's not an election process. It's been a selection process. And it's up to us to take it back and not allow these people to continue. That's why Fox News is so up in arms about having him on, not wanting him on their forum on the 5th. And that's going to be interesting, too, in how all that works. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break, because this Fox forum is coming up on the 6th. Ron Paul's not invited, but yet he He slapped Giuliani around like a redheaded stepchild. Back in a minute with more. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you would like to join us telephonically with your thoughts, the number tonight is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I think we have Mr. Bishop back via the telephone. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I apologize for that. It must be on my end with my connection. Something must be wrong, but the magic of live radio, I guess.
Yeah, indeed. All right, we've got Craig in Iowa holding. Craig, welcome to the program. Thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
You bet. Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing good.
Fantastic.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm just I'm calling in. I went to the caucus, did the voting, and now I'm here. I'm in rural Iowa. My precinct was very few people. We only had 15 votes, and I hope that doesn't mean that nobody cares about it. But I just want to let you know the vote. Giuliani got one vote. Thompson got four votes. Huckabee got five votes. And Ron Paul got five votes.
Wow.
And this is what's interesting, and I want people to listen to this. When we were up there, now, like I said, this is a very rural community. You know, everybody just would imagine everybody's honest. Now, we were up there, and the chairman said, you know, have somebody come up here and vote. And he grabbed me because he saw my Ron Paul T-shirt. And I got up, and we started counting the votes. And then another guy comes in and says, well, this guy just handed me this. And it was the same color ballot from our district. And it was a Huckabee. It was for Huckabee, so that would give Huckabee 6. And, and I absolutely said, well, no way. There's no way. This absolutely cannot happen. We have to re-vote. You know, our district is all sitting here. So if you're going to vote, you got to be sitting here. This is our district. So we redid it, and that's how the tally came up. And Paul tied Huckabee, you know, 5-5. But, I just wonder how many other people will have somebody to stand up and say, wait a second, if you're not here voting, you can't. You know, maybe I had, 15 ballots in my back pocket. If somebody handed these to me, they were all for Ron Paul. That's not fair, I don't think.
No, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I was talking to a guy I know from another Patriot Network, and he saw the same thing that I saw, saw the same thing that Lee Rogers saw on CNN. Out of nowhere, Giuliani went from like 4%, gained like 2,500 votes, and was actually ahead of Ron Paul, and then about a half hour later, he suddenly lost those votes somehow. Not the percentage, just the votes themselves just disappeared.
Yeah,
and
right.
And apparently the same exact thing happened on Fox, which tells me that these are the numbers they're getting in from Iowa. Now, if they're having these quote-unquote screw-ups, it makes you wonder, what kind of integrity these votes have. And I don't know. I hate to be doing that, you know, because we didn't finish as well as we had hoped, then to turn around and say, you know, oh, now it must have been voter fraud. But, you know, how's it saying go? If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, odds are it's a duck.
Yeah, crack, crack. But, I really want to tell people, like I said, this is a little rural community I'm living in, and if they're going to try to do this, maybe it was a mistake, I don't know, but the guy wasn't there that they said voted. So, if this is going to try, they're going to try to do this in a little community, I mean, just the Ron Paul supporters, you absolutely have to be involved in when they count them tallies. And I don't care if you're shy or whatever, if you don't want to get up and speak, fine. But you better just stand up there and say, well, I want to watch the tally voting. Grab you and a friend and go up and watch. Because, you know, this stuff can happen in the bigger communities. I do believe they are going to, steal some votes.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, election fraud is as old as time. Vote early and vote often. That was the motto in Chicago for many years. And, I'm glad you were there. And I've seen on the Ron Paul forums, a couple of people have talking about, that there were at least 20 Ron Paul supporters there, yet they only got credit for, say, 5 votes when there were 20 there, and there are people starting to question things already. Would I be surprised? No, because Ron Paul's the monkey wrench.
Yeah.
And, we had 5 dogs, literally, that they were going to put out and let them hunt for a while, whittle them down to 1, put them up against Hillary, and Ron Paul changed the ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not happy about it. That's why they want him excluded from these type of things, because Ron Paul represents change, and these people aren't about change. These people are about continuing the same old thing that's been going on decade after decade in this country. And, Craig, I'm glad that you were there.
Well, yeah, you know what? It's one of those things. You can't complain about it if you're not going to do anything about it. And now, I've been listening to you for quite a while here now, and, They got me into a Republican county like a delegate, and I asked them, I said, now, what happens if the nomination is somebody I don't believe in? If it's not Ron Paul, I don't believe in what they want to do. And but I had my brother-in-law went with me, and he says, well, this is how you can start to change these people and start making them think. Because, we're in a room. I mean, they had 3 districts together. And this room, there's, 100, 100-some people. But most of them were old, right. 65 or older.
Hey, Craig.
Hold right there, Craig. We'll hold you over the break. We'll come back and let you finish up on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. We're being joined tonight by Rob Bishop, who has the Rob Bishop Show every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking about the Iowa caucus tonight that was held here this evening. It looks like the other counties have finally started to report in, and we've got 93% of the precincts reporting in, and oddly enough, the biggest county that had been had not reported was a county called Jefferson County, and in that Ron Paul won that county with 35.52%, beat out Huckabee with 31.35%. So a nice little 4-point spread between Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee. We've got Craig on the line from Iowa. So Craig, you're at this meeting. Craig was actually there. At his precinct meeting tonight. And so there were three precincts that are there all combined into your district. Is that right?
Right, yeah. If they're small enough, they combine them.
Right. And so mainly older folks that were there, kind of picking up from there.
Yeah, they were, you know, mainly older. And it was, you know, and I had a speech, you know, Ron Paul's speech, and I wasn't going to say anything because I just figured people had their minds made up. And this guy, I'd never seen him before, but I mean, he was, you know, really a slick looking guy, you know, dressed nice and, you know, nice. And well, anyway, and he got up and he started talking, and you know Huckabee and the Christian, and then he brought up some of the Bible out, and started quoting from the Bible, and then the main Republican chairman of our district said, well, George Bush, he's done a lot of good things that he doesn't take credit for. Saddam was a bad guy, and but George Bush has a lot of good things he's done he's done that he should get credit for. And I put my hand up and I said, is he going to take credit for the 24,000 Iraqi civilians that died last year? And then I said to the Huckabee guy that stood up, and I said, so does Mike Huckabee really want to give all college-age illegal college students free taxpayer tuition money? And I guess I tried to do my part. I know what's going on with these elections and things, and it's just, I think the newer generation is figuring it out. We're figuring out. Like I said, they've got me. They signed me up now to go on the Republican delegate for this county. They said they wanted some newer blood, and you better do what a Republican has always supposed to have done. Otherwise, I'm not gonna toe the party line. I'm gonna toe the person line.
Exactly. Craig, I'm glad you were there, and I appreciate the report. Awesome report.
Well, you're welcome. And like I said, hey, you're a big part of this. Of changing people's minds out here, and I want to thank you. And you're doing a great job, and you're waking up a lot of people. And I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to do the little bit I can. So.
Well, you've done a huge thing. You stood up tonight. And that's a huge thing right there. Craig, that's bigger than you'll ever know. The fact that somebody stood up and said, "Hey, wait a minute, we're not playing this game. Sorry."
Yeah.
Hey, Craig, what county was that? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, there was Fayette County, and I did.
What part of the state's that? Northwest.
That's Northeast Iowa.
Northeast.
And I did call into Ron Paul, poll watch and stuff, and let them know.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah,
well, excellent.
Ends up
Craig,
with 12.78% of the vote there with 45 votes.
Yeah.
How many did Ron Paul get here?
According to Politico, it's 12.78% and 45 votes.
Like I said, we got a very small community, and I thought 5 points, a push with Huckabee. I thought that was excellent. I think there's nothing wrong with that because I was kind of writing off Iowa anyway, figuring that Ron Paul wouldn't win it. But 10%, hey, that's 10% is 10%, and if we can tie it up in a rural community where it's mostly elderly, somebody's waking up.
Yeah, indeed.
Right.
Indeed, Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent job again. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You have a great night.
You too.
Yeah, awesome job. And Rob, that's what's going to take is more and more people stand up and say, wait a minute, hey, these games that you're playing, we ain't playing. Sorry, this is how it goes. And it's a good thing that he's a stand-up guy there. Meat Dog in Maryland, I think that's who we've got next. Welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm just extremely suspicious of the vote tally for the Iowa caucus, if for no other reason, it was because it was an Israeli company that was responsible for doing the counting, And it just seems like the whole thing is suspicious. It just looks like you have Ron Paul, the vote tally, exactly where they want him. You don't put him at the very bottom because it would look too suspicious, and they want to keep him out of the top three, so they just kind of put him at number four where, he's obviously not in the first tier. But it would look too suspicious if they make him dead last, which is where they would want him. And it just, I realize, money isn't everything, and he's gotten huge contributions, money doesn't talk, it screams. But I just, because it's a form of voting in a sense. And Huckabee, with his so-called recent rise of the polls is just a media manufactured phenomenon, you know, controlled media promoting this dead horse who's a total hypocrite. He, you know, WorldNet Daily and all the really good conservative news sites on the internet are just continually blast him. So I'm just miffed at how such an obvious fraud like that could even place in the top three, much less number one. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I think that it's a representation of the fact that these people have been all media manufactured, and this has gone back election after election. I think that's one of the key reasons they wanted to push Ron Paul out, is because essentially he's got 700-800 people that show up at his events. You get people in Philadelphia, in Boston for the Boston Tea Party. There's a freaking blizzard there, and he's got 700 people show up.
Yeah, sure.
There's a real groundswell of grassroots people that they're not ever used to dealing with. And yeah. they'll say there's huge crowds for these people. Heck, Fred Thompson showed up at an event that was 20 people there. He didn't even give a speech. He went to a fundraiser down in Dallas, and only one person showed up. The rest were Ron Paul people.
That guy is so pathetic. It's obvious that the powers that be wanted to, you know, told him, ordered him, I'm sure, to enter this race just to siphon off votes from Ron Paul. You know, he has that good old boy, that phony little persona, you know, and puts on his little show, and, you know, he has his trophy wife that he got because he's a sellout, you know, and he's got his money, you know, lobbyists for, in D.C. And just for the heck of it, I went to the TomHartmann.com website, you know, the liberal talk show host on Air America.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm listed there as Mikester on his, y'all might want to check it out. It's under Hot Topics. And I got this, got on the blog, and I got this title called Faux Populist Democratic Candidates and the Naive Liberals Who Believe Them. And I just blast Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Edwards. And it only took me a few minutes to go on the website to get the information about these clowns, you know, about how Edwards is just an ambulance chaser, and he just bankrupts these hospitals and doctors over these junk science of how deliveries cause cerebral palsy, and it's totally been discounted. And then I got all the big corporate contributors to Barack Obama, who tries to act like he's for the little man. And, of course, you know, and then I didn't get any hard facts for Hillary Clinton, but she's such a pathetic ice queen. Well, only the most thick-headed, naive, gullible liberal could ever conceive of voting for her. I just don't understand people. I think people want to be fooled.
Well, you know, I think people just don't want to pay attention. They're too busy with their own lives, and for the most part, have not cared. But you know, again, we're at that point though where people have got to start caring, and that's
sure.
why this message that Ron Paul has is so very important. And I appreciate the call. Good
okay,
points made. Rob, your thoughts there?
No, absolutely. You look at the candidates that are running against Ron Paul on the Republican side. And you have Rudy and McCain that are literally saying, vote for us or you're going to die. You know, they're trying to literally use fear to get people out to vote for them. Huckabee's telling you, vote for me because Jesus would want you to vote for me. I mean, and Mitt Romney's just trying to outright buy your vote. At least he's honest about it. And it's like so absurd to think that there's anybody else out there on either side that's worth pulling the lever for except Ron Paul. I mean, really, you look at their records, that's the beauty of the Internet. You can just sit there for about a half hour and really get a good grasp on not what they're saying they're going to do, but what they've actually done, and you realize they're just frauds. You know, it's frauds
right.
to the left of me, jokers to the right. And Fred Thompson, he's one that actually I got into a decent argument with the other day, debating a friend of mine. You know, who's a hardcore conservative, you know. Not so much on the war, but just on social issues as a hardcore Pat Buchanan-esque conservative, which you would think would gravitate right towards Ron Paul. And he's trying to sell me a Fred Thompson's this and he's that, and he's He's the second coming of Reagan and all this kind of stuff. And I tell him, you know, just look at his
record. He's the second coming of Reagan, all right. Reagan's come once, and now Thompson's come twice. I mean, he makes Reagan look like a spring chicken. This guy is just so pruned up.
He's the second coming of Michael Reagan, not Ronald Reagan, is what he is. They conserve that establishment shill. And by the way, Michael Reagan isn't even Ronald Reagan's actual son. He's a bastard child that took his last name. All right?
Right.
And then, of course, he's saying, oh, I'd rather vote for Obama or Hillary than Ron Paul. How conservative is that? Fred Thompson in the Senate literally was the shadow of John McCain. He was the Joe Lieberman to John McCain. There's no difference. The guy lobbied for pro-abortion groups and then says, no, I've been pro-life all my life, and I'm going to fight for your right to live and your baby's right to live, even though when you pay him enough, he will go out there and use his charm and use his personality to fight for the I don't know if you call it a right or the ability for a mother to kill her baby. And it's just these people have no integrity whatsoever. You look at Rudy Giuliani. You know, my show the other night, I had Elliot Bundy, national spokesman for his campaign. And I asked him straight out, you know, Rudy's coming out and saying, oh, we got to secure the borders and all this kind of stuff. But then his company, Bracewell and Giuliani, his firm, represented the Spanish company in Cinta in the negotiations for the Trans-Texas Corridor. I mean, it's insane. The problem is not enough people yet are looking into their records. They're just biting on the sound bites. They're biting on the talking points. And the more people that actually look into it, the more people that are going to gravitate towards Dr. Ron Paul. Because, again, he's the one with the message that is so simple but so logical, and his record backs it up. I mean, that's the key. That's the key to it. And I'm seeing this more and more. It's the integrity factor that is winning people over, even more so, at least to a point, than his message, and I think that's really going to carry him as we get deeper into the primary process.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, here's this ad from Giuliani that Robin mentioned, focusing on the fear.
Here we go. Without borders, hate without boundaries, a people perverted, a religion betrayed, a nuclear power in chaos, madmen bent on creating it, leaders assassinated, democracy attacked, and Osama bin Laden still making threats. In a world where the next crisis is a moment away, America needs a leader who's ready.
I'm Rudy Giuliani, and I approve this message.
That's almost too far. I mean, that's so stereotypical. It's something that, like, our friend Lucas Drager, whatever his name is, from the TNR chat room would go and make. You know, one of his videos. It's almost a self-parody. And
right.
I mean, literally, just listen to it. It's like the LBJ Daisy ad taken to the nth degree. And I don't know. I don't know how you could support Giuliani if you're a Republican and a conservative. I really don't. Are you that much afraid of people in a cave 3,000 miles away? Actually, more than that. Are you that afraid that you would vote for a Northeast liberal who was a Democrat in the 70s and 80s? Are you that afraid that you would vote this guy in office just because he's for your war or your party's war? I don't know. I don't know. The same thing applies to McCain. You know, the only thing that's good about him is that he's pro-life. Other than that, he's been terrible on everything else. You know, vote for me, I've been tortured. What the hell? Where's your platform? What do you stand for? Where's your record? Your record is amnesty, your record is war, and your record is campaign finance. That's
right. And the campaign finance thing has turned out to be a total disaster anyway. Because the amount of money these 527s can plug in, which is an unlimited amount, and so basically what you do is you get a cash-strapped campaign. Somebody goes and files a 527, and basically runs all their advertising for them. And so you could finance a guy like Huckabee without ever donating to his campaign,
right?
And that may be something that we're going to see.
Oh, that's one cool thing about the Ron Paul campaign. It's still small time. What it is, it's literally grassroots, like we haven't seen in a long, long time in American politics.
Right.
People just getting out there, motivating themselves, taking it upon themselves whether, you know, you're just somebody, you know, like around here in Northeast Pennsylvania that's organizing a meetup group to just canvass the streets, you know, to give, you know, get a couple of people in a minivan and let's go up to New Hampshire and, you know, just go door to door and talk about Ron Paul. Or if you're, you know, a guy that's, you know, has a lot of money and you're putting up planes in the air, Ron Paul banners. I mean, it comes from all spectrums of this country, and you know, we're really taking advantage of the system that they've built, and we are going underneath and over their protective guards. I'm excited about it, Mike. Yeah, well, I'm a little bit disappointed because I thought we were going to shock the world tonight, and I think what we did was maybe not deliver a knockout blow, but we stayed in the fight. And we declared, yes, we are going to be here, and we being the Ron Paul campaign, yes, this resistance against this global elite trying to literally build a bridge to nowhere that is right. Godhood for them. They ain't going to get there, because the way they get there is going to be through killing us.
Yeah, we're going to grab a break. We'll come back on the other side. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. Your thoughts about the Iowa caucus tonight, Ron Paul's performance, and what you saw. Let us know what you think. 800-313-9443. Back around the corner in just a minute.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a maybe to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We'll be right back. to wrap up hour number one here of the Midnight Rider tonight. We'll hear till 1 o'clock tonight, Central Time. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. We're here every weeknight from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. You can hear us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also simulcast on the TruthNet radio network on KU Satellite. You can go to the republicbroadcasting.org website and get the information on how to pick up the program on KU Satellite. And they've also got a dandy deal on KU Satellites, too. So you can actually strap one of these things up to on the side of your house and actually listen on a satellite on the TV or stereo or however you'd like to do it. And a lot of good programming on free air satellite, too. You can see from all over the world, quite honestly. And then also to low-power FMs all over the Fruited Plain, and low-power AMs, too, starting to crop up. Hello to everybody listening on a low-power station around the country, and there's more and more of them that are starting to crop up everywhere, and also to AM and FM stations that have us as affiliates that have joined us and carry the program. Happy to be on with you guys wherever you may be around the country, and glad you're with us, and thank you for supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight, we're talking about the Iowa caucus that occurred in Iowa tonight. Of course, well, otherwise they wouldn't call it the Iowa caucus. But big news here. It looks like Ron Paul wins a key GOP precinct in Ames, Iowa. And it's a precinct made up predominantly of Iowa State University students. And Paul won basically in this little precinct with 29 votes to finish 10 ahead of Mike Huckabee, who came in second. So if nothing else, Rob, it shows me that the question about whether or not young people are going to come out to vote, since that's been a key piece of the Ron Paul support, I think that question might have been answered with that key precinct being won right there.
Oh, yeah, and I'm seeing that. I was down at Penn State, Maine, in Happy Valley maybe a week ago, and all I saw everywhere was Ron Paul signs. Everywhere, people wearing Ron Paul shirts, and I mean, you would see like white T-shirts with just Ron Paul and the slogan after. I mean, the crazy stuff that I was seeing. And the only other candidate that I saw with any support at all was Obama, and it was very, very few. You could tell it was among just you know, young liberals who really didn't understand the issues, really didn't understand what was going on, and just, you know, wanted to go counterculture. Now that's fine, and I think we're going to start picking those people off. But yeah, I mean, I think that. Again, if you expected Ron Paul to finish, you know, top three in this caucus, you're probably aiming too high, as I was, no doubt. I mean, I thought there was an outside shot at second. Having said that, finishing at 10%, just a hair behind third place, which was a tie behind, you know, McCain and Thompson, isn't bad for Iowa. Iowa isn't a state you'd expect to have a lot of libertarians, a lot of old school conservatives. You don't have, there's not even a lot of, you know, young people that you could say, okay, they're going to turn out for Ron Paul. There's a lot of old school conservatives, a lot of stubborn mule-like people that really like this war and really like the police, that really like seeing their money burned, and they're going to support Rudy Giuliani or John McCain. New Hampshire is the real fight to me, because that's on our turf, so to speak. If we don't, I think we. To me, Ron Paul is the favorite in New Hampshire, because Mitt Romney's spiraling down. McCain's the only one I worry about at this point. I think Paul overtakes McCain in New Hampshire. That's the battleground.
Yeah, we'll come back and we'll talk some more on the other side. 70-second break. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider on RBN. With